USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is one of a handful of states dealing with a serious outbreak of measles. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a public health emergency and ordered mandatory vaccinations in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn.
We have a situation now where children are in danger. We have to take this seriously.
He said there are fines for unvaccinated kids for up to $1,000. WCBS-TV, Janet DeAngelis.
Ordering mandatory vaccinations in Williamsburg is an attempt by the city to put an end to this crisis. There have been 285 confirmed cases in Brooklyn and Queens since the outbreak began in October. Most involve those in the Orthodox Jewish community. If a Williamsburg yeshiva opens its doors to children not vaccinated against the measles, the health department warns it could result in violations or school closure.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Attorney General William Barr was grilled by House Democrats about the Mueller-Russia report. He said he expects to release a redacted full report within a week.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
We have a responsibility, frankly, to know exactly what happened. And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us. He shared with us what he wanted to share with us, and what he didn't want to share with us, he went on.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury. It was a tough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 190. The NASDAQ was down 44, and the S&P 500 down 17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Charges of plotting a terrorist attack are pending for a man from Maryland. John Clements reports.
The National Harbor is a waterfront development of restaurants, retail outlets, and hotels in Maryland, just outside the nation's capital. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Rondell Henry wanted to create panic and chaos by using a stolen U-Haul van to drive over as many people as possible. Prosecutors also say Henry had hatred for disbelievers. Authorities were able to find his phone that featured images of the ISIS flag with a series of beheading videos. I'm John Clemens.
Greta Van Susteren is coming back to TV, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Back in February, the longtime TV newser Susteren announced her new gig as chief national political analyst for the local broadcast station company Gray Television. And she said at the time she also had a couple of nationally syndicated shows in development as part of the deal. Now a new Sunday public affairs program is apparently one of them. Van Susteren will launch the new weekly program called Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. It will begin in September on Gray's 93 stations, plus additional markets in Chicago and Milwaukee. They say the new show will reach 28% of the local news market in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.